Wait, sit down.
Hey, come go ahead and sit down and let's give Matt our undivided attention. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, our project, I like to refer to it as the Ken Garf We Hear You project. We came with this project 2 years ago, asking for roughly $15 million. Got a lot of feedback, and obviously it didn't get approved last time around. From that, we went back to the well of, all right, let's make some improvements. Let's update this. You'll notice as I go through the presentation, it's a quite smaller ask, a lot more focused area, and also with this slide here, a little bit more explanation of why we're able to downsize the project and what we've done and where we find ourselves. So our project is the 750 North extension. We tout this as an extremely regional project. This project, it is our goal to tie from Spanish Fork Canyon Highway 6, heading west, coming through some county properties into Salem, through Salem back into county properties, and then into Spanish Fork. While we sell this concept as something regional, we also remind you that up on our south boundary, we have Woodland Hills and Elkridge. Both of these two communities are feeders into Salem, and a lot of what we try to do transportation-wise is help them flow as well as they come down and need to come through Salem. Another reason why this is regional and also great importance to us, you've heard for the last couple times through this process of the massive congestion on Spanish Fork Main Street. We do take the credit along with our partnering cities of being part of why there is so much congestion on Spanish Fork Main Street. And even though that runs north-south and this road runs east-west, this runs to the Mount Loafer Parkway that Richard referred to earlier, and the section that is in and has been a great asset to the south end of Yundar County. So this is giving a quick route for residents to get over to Mount Loafer Parkway and then shoot out to I-15. Using the laser pointer, this is the section that we're seeking help with in the request. I'd mentioned here is North Main Street in Salem. Here is State Road 198. State Road 198, this section takes you to Spanish Fork. This section here takes you over to Payson. So the original ask, we were in the development, the startup of our development stage. We went back to our big developers and incorporated their funds and also the request of them to do the improvements such as here, and then right at 198, and then off the map on this side, up at the DR Horton section. And that leaves us now coming down to the more western sections. This parcel right here is belonged by the LDS, is not belonged, but owned by the LDS Church. Currently, they're building one church here and getting ready to build a second church there, which they have the requirement that we put upon them to bring the roadway through. This development right here is underway also and carrying their part to get to what is known as Beet Road. Beet Road takes us about a little less than a half a mile from the Mount Loafer Parkway, and we have two different properties that we're dealing with or trying to span through with this request. The first one being a section that Utah County preserved as they were working on their properties and also the Mount Loafer Parkway, and saved that section, which we see it as a great usage for us to bring this roadway through. And then the next one brings us to a farmer, the Lyman farmer family, and we're actually dissecting or splitting their properties. The Lymans have no plans for development there. They're right now still running cattle and have other properties that they're focusing on in this next 1 to 10 year window of trying to develop, sell, while still maintaining this portion. So for that reason, we've included this part with the request so that we can actually connect the entire roadway and have a smooth corridor, once again, running from Highway 6 all the way down to the Mount Loafer Parkway. You see the yellow arrow on there, the pointer, because I like playing with the pointer. That is the section that still is in Salem. That one we have started planning with developers there that will take us over to Payson, to the border of Payson. And the projected plan between Salem and Payson is to continue from Mount Hofer Parkway to Arrowhead in an intersector tie into Arrowhead there. But Bob, we're ready for the next one. Here is the larger overview. As mentioned, Spanish Fork Highway 6 coming through Powerhouse Road, coming all the way through Salem, getting to the parkway, and then that last section of coming back with Payson and connecting here to Arrowhead Trail. Next one. Okay, one of the things also requested after the last presentation was to bring a cross-section to explain what we're looking for. This is an 86-foot cross-section with 52 feet of asphalt. You'll see it also incorporates active transportation for bike lanes and then also separate a trail in its own right so that we can actually also provide for joggers and any recreational activities that aren't that safe to be outside of the road there as demonstrated in the cross-section. Okay, here is the overlay of our active transportation plan as well as pointing out where the project is located in the boundaries of Salem and then also, as I've mentioned, Payson and along the parkway that comes running through here all the way up to State Road 198. So we're going to complete this section, planning that our timing of completing that will coincide with what our developments and developers are doing to bring it to the parkway. And then in time, we'll finish out the last parts with Payson, getting it so it connects all the way from Spanish Fork to Payson. Okay, project benefits, completes the corridor, talks about the segments. It is here, it'll mention that it's an 1,800 foot segment of the greater plan, which is a 3.6 mile long project. The entire project has a price tag on it of $37,000. Our ask is much smaller, which is $4.6 million to be able to complete this section. In the ask, it does also include the signal on Mount Hofer Parkway so that we're not bringing traffic to it and then trying to dump a problem on Richard and Utah County of, oh, hey, deal with what we're giving you of bringing a whole lot of traffic and no way for them to get on and go safely in opposite directions. So it strengthens the grid. One of the things also we're attempting to do is as we're facing massive growth, some of you up in the north, you've already faced the massive growth. We're attempting to try to get at least one or two of these corridors in place before this population boom hits. Many of you are aware that right now in Salem, we have 7,800 rooftops or units approved. Of those, last year we built 900. This year we're on focus to build roughly 1,000. The south end of the county is definitely growing quickly. And Salem, we became popular. I don't know if that's good or not, but they're there. So we're trying to stay ahead of the game and keep this flow in place so that we can get them to the freeway, get them out of Salem. So, and then we are working right now on our environmental constraints, including wetlands. We've coordinated with the key property owners, as mentioned, both Utah County and obtaining their parcel, or at least the portion we need to build the road through, and then also the Lyman family of them donating the property to the Salem. They do see benefits for them down the road into the future, which is one of the asks that we gave of them of, look, we don't want to buy your property to make this improvement, especially where in the end it will benefit you down the road, which they've complied and agreed to do that as well. So, and then the last part is our goal of our active transportation plan.
Sorry.
No, you're good. Which brings in our trails and hiking and trying to tie all of that together. I'd also add to that, as Richard's presentation earlier of the Mount Hofer Parkway, the corridor, the active transportation plan's big, especially as we have quite a bit of high density coming into this area. So we want to be able to provide avenues to get to those track stations, whether they're going to the Spanish Fork or the Payson track stations that are planned to come in. So this gives just another connecting route to get them to that parkway and get them down to the freeway and the track stations. Okay. So funding request 4.6. The additional pledge was Utah County willing to give their right of way. And now that we've also accomplished that with the Lyman family of them also giving us the right of way at no cost. So any questions?
Yeah, I think it's a great connection. My question is just on the cross section. It's pretty wide. Just a couple of considerations, I guess, to think about is first of all, is that an anticipation of a future five lane section, or if it's anticipated to stay a three lane section? Do you need, collect a road with 12 foot lanes? Could you narrow those up a little bit? The shoulders need to be so wide. If you're looking at a target speed of about 30 miles per hour, I personally believe you don't need big wide shoulders because that encourages higher speed traffic, so you want better speed management. We look at, shrinking out that cross section a little bit, and that could help save some money too. But I just guess I don't know enough about that.
So currently we are trying to preserve corridor for wider expansion down the road, although that's not what we've laid out, but that was actually the thought process. Once we started at 198 in Salem and headed west, we actually started asking for this 86 feet so that we do have that option to expand. So that would be the first part or the first answer. And then the second part, I'd imagine everybody's having this same problem, and this may not be the forum for it, but we're having an extreme battle with e-bikes and these electric motorcycles that we're doing our best to keep them off our trail system and put them out right here, at least where they're at for the speeds that they're going. So that was one of the considerations as well of providing somewhere for electrical units to be able to ride.
Any other questions or comments? Awesome, thank you.
We'd also like to note that lunch is being sponsored by this project, so.
It is, then make sure that you get
Yeah, we'll get that.
Okay. Sorry, let me get back to where we need to be. So Provo, do you want to do two and then we'll break for lunch?
Sure, sounds
You
good.
good? All right. Do you have an opinion on which one you want
No.
to
Absolutely.
first? Presentation two here.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a we have this one. Sorry.
Again, if you're scoring at home, there is a, well, I never mind. I'll take it back. Independent sounding, are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to advance it, but you can point.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry, just make sure you can hear me. So we're going to be talking about Independence Avenue in Provo City, finishing the connection that we have there to the Warren border. It currently is not on our TP, but we do have it on our master plan here in Provo. We are asking for about just over 9 million in total, so just over 8 million for MAG. If you want to go to the next slide. This just shows our master plan. The Independence Avenue is a minor arterial on our master plan. It's kind of hard to see. It's this yellow dotted line right here that we're looking at in particular. So some background is we have all the right of way for this project. We've been working on getting that in place for a number of years. We've put a massive retaining wall along this section for distinguishing our right of way to this roadway. We've also had these two properties purchased for a while for a different reason for storm drain, but we're going to be using it for this roadway project. One thing to note is that the endpoint this was originally planned to go straight into 1730 North. We're currently looking at we're
doing a study to determine the best location for the endpoint for this project. We believe, as a staff, that it will be best to have it at the intersection with Orms Main Street. The other option is to have it connect into Sand Hill Road. But currently, this is our plan is to connect it into Main Street. If you want to go to the next page, next one. This is a regional overview of the area. I know it's a little hard to see everything, but one of the benefits of completing this roadway is that we'll have better connection to Sand Hill Road in Orem, to Orem Main Street, also to the interchange at Provo Center Street, and also the 820 North roadway in Provo, which connects State Street to Geneva Road. So all good connection points that will help take traffic off of Geneva and off of I-15 for the north-south movement. If you want to go next. So this was what I was talking about. Originally, it was just planned to dead end into 1730 North. This is currently what it looks like where we would start the project is on the south end. And then this is what it would look like at the north end. But currently, we're planning to push it up towards Main Street. So off of this image into this field. If you want to go to the next one. Oh, I guess that was all I had. Let me make sure I got everything I need. Vern, do you have any other?
No, I think you did great, Danielle. Thanks. Cool.
I was going to mention that for the Wasatch Choice Centers, you do have, if you'll go back one more slide, we do have the Paul Reams Wilderness area down here. And then we also have the Nelson Grove Park up here that it will help connect to as well.
I was just going to add, I think this is a project that is we're considering as part of the RTP this time, the next RTP. Yeah, so it's...
Yeah, it's what we've already had seen modeled in the preliminary model results for the next RTP.
Any questions or comments on this specific project, the Independence Avenue piece?
What's the width of the right-of-way? Not the right-of-way, but the actual road itself.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to do a three-lane facility with bike lanes on the outsides on each side. So we're looking at, I believe, 48 feet.
Any good question? Any other questions or comments on this one? All right. Thank you. Let's see. And let me bring up.
And then, yeah, the same thing. Okay, next project in Provo is our 2230 North, 2050 East traffic signal, but that's actually kind of wrong. It should be road realignment, not traffic signal, if you go to the next one. So this project currently is located on our RTP, and it is on our master plan in Provo City. The cost estimate for the total project is about $1.6 million, and we're asking MAG 1.5 for this project. So it is up in this area right here on our master plan and our overall map. It is an arterial roadway in Provo City, so it's a major component for our east-west movement in Provo. Specifically, the area that we are looking at is right here. We did purchase this home on this corner with city funds. No MAG funds were spent to purchase this home to help us realign this intersection right here so it better aligns with the intersection across the street. Do you actually want to go to the next? Skip this one. So this is our preliminary design for this realignment. Is to bring it over and, like I said, match it up with 250 East. The most important things with doing this work is it does help have better access for Centennial Middle School up here and then Rock Canyon Elementary, which is just up the road right over here. It helps with getting buses in and out with the turning. This intersection can kind of become a blind spot when you're making left turns in and out of there. Sorry. It also will allow us to have a crosswalk for a school crosswalk at a signalized intersection. We currently have a lot of kids that will just run across the road here, which on this corner is very hard to see, and it's a very dangerous high speed. People like to go faster than they should on this road. The other thing that will be benefited from putting in this intersection is we have a merge lane from the intersection of Canyon Road and 2200, just right back here. And it drops about Right around here. So by putting in this intersection and allow us to expand 2200 a little bit more, it allows us to extend that drop lane for a little bit longer, give a little bit more queuing space for people to get over as they reach this intersection and past this corner where we're kind of blind when it comes to turns. I think that's it. So this just shows what the current view is if you're heading eastbound, and this is the westbound direction view. So you can see it's kind of a lot of curves all in one area. So we're just trying to straighten that out so it's a little bit safer for everyone, specifically all of the school students in that area. That should be it.
We'll be able to do a 5-lane cross section from this intersection back to Canyon Road, which will be consistent with the RTP. Furthermore, this is what I would call a mobility and safety project. People come down that hill pretty fast. And we're trying to get people to realize that they need to slow down. Neighborhood's been asking for a traffic signal for years. But we just didn't feel it was appropriate without the realignment of the roadway. And so we'll have some storm drain improvements and whatnot, but we'll probably leave a lot of the other utilities in the other portion of that road and just keep an easement on it and keep that as property for the city for the time being.
What's your questions on this one?
I'm just wondering, can you remind us the volumes, the traffic volumes on these two roads?
Yeah, so it's over 17,000 just on the 2200 north. So we're approaching a capacity on that facility. We did a safety plan with the neighborhood. We spent 6 months meeting monthly with the neighborhood on this. We're actually implementing the safety portions of the entire corridor with them now. There's a lot of things that they identified. The neighborhood also has to participate by doing a lot of vegetation trimming, but we had 20 collisions in 3 years there on that corridor just from Canyon Road, not counting the intersections, but up to Temp View Drive at that signal that goes at Temp View. And a couple of those vehicles landed upside down in the front yard of a couple of houses there. And so they were very alarmed. We recently had our public meeting with them, and they were so excited that we were putting funds, application funds to MAG for this improvement.
All right. I was just curious if you guys have considered like a roundabout type design here, if you own that house. I'm going to look at speed management signals safer by separating people in space and time, but doesn't have that kind of speed management element to it.
Yeah, Mike, as you know, I have a little bit of a signalized intersection with a school crosswalk is safer than the roundabouts. Now, people might argue that all day long, but I'll argue the opposite way. A roundabout with people with those crosswalks pulled back, they're not even expecting a pedestrian until they get up to it. And they're looking left. They're not even looking right. And so for me, and for what we're doing for design with the traffic signal, I'll have to have a crossing guard there, which I absolutely love. And so we'll have a crossing guard, make that a lot safer for both our Rock Canyon Elementary School and our Centennial Middle School.
Any other comments or questions on this specific project?
This may have been mentioned in your presentation, Danielle. I apologize if it had. So Provo City owns both of those parcels on either side of the street.
Yes.
Were those purchased with corridor preservation funds? They were not? Okay. They were just purchased by Payson City Provo City in anticipation of this project.
And I will clarify. So Provo City purchased this property with city funds. We don't own this property. That's the school owned. And then this property here is the other property that Vern can talk to.
Yeah, we use corridor preservation funds for that top left there. But what you're looking at, Jill, is the northeast and the southwest.
Yeah.
Bought both of those properties over the years with city funds and not with MAG funds.
Questions? Anything else on these? Kim, are we ready to rock and roll? All right. It is currently 11:25. We'll give you until 12 to get your food, eat. We may come back a little earlier than 12, but stretch, get your food, enjoy it. And we'll plan on getting back together and starting again about 11:50 to 12 o'clock. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, it's like, okay.
I'm not going to say a word.
Maybe I doubt if the city property.